Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sagt es so, bis Perik Tess, Mishnah Tess. Heut sie ihr Get, the Eini my Ksuba. This is a woman who was divorced, comes to Besen, she wants her Ksuba. Now, Heut sie ihr Get, she takes out a Get to show she was taka divorced. But the Eini my Ksuba, she doesn't have a star Ksuba. Sagt about Tanura, we're actually talking about a place where their minig was not to write a Ksuba. That doesn't mean he doesn't have to pay her. It just means that they felt it wasn't necessary. Chazal were masakin, 200 zuz for a psula, 100 for an almana, and that's whether or not there's a shtar. So a woman that gets divorced in this place, she can collect her ksuba just by producing her get. Wait a second. What if she now goes with that same get to a different bezin and says, ah, my ksuba? So to prevent that, we're actually going to rip up her get once she gets the ksuba. Now, what if she's going to want to get married, and another bezin is going to say, let's see her get, so we can allow her to get married. But if they rip up her get, how is she going to show that she indeed was divorced? So it's interesting what the Gemara says. Bezin's going to write on the back of the ripped get, this get we ripped, not because it is a get puzzle, but we only ripped it so that she should not collect her ksuba a second time. Zokta bat tenura. She could only demand her ksuba, even without showing any physical ksuba, in regard to the 200 zuz for the psula or the 100 zuz for the almana. Because that's maisa bezdin. But if she says there was tosefes ksuba, that she was promised more, and even if the husband is maida, yes, I did promise her more than just the 200. But she would not be able to collect it until she produces a ksuba. Now, again, this is talking about a place where the minig was not to write a ksuba. In a place where the minig is to write a ksuba, even the ikur ksuba, the 200 or the 100, she can't collect unless she puts down the ksuba. Aye, she shows she has a get. So what's the difference? She has a get. He owes it a ksuba, but maybe he paid her already. Okay, so that's the first case of our mishnah. Once again, it's a get. She takes out a get. The ain imo ksuba, although she has no ksuba. But because it's a place where the minig is not to write a ksuba, goy be ksuba, so she can collect her ksuba regardless. Here comes the next case. Zakt der Heilige Mishnah, Ksuba. She produces her Ksuba, but this time she doesn't have a get. The ain ima get. Now we're still talking about a place where they don't normally write Ksubas. But for whatever reason, the Baal did write a Ksuba. The woman got divorced. Now she comes with a shtar Ksuba. She wants the Ksuba money, but she doesn't have a get. Here, Maris, she says, Avad Giti. I was divorced, but I lost the get. Who I'm here, he says. Well, I already paid you your ksuba. Okay, if you paid her ksuba, you should have a receipt. The receipt is called a shaiver. So he tain is, I lost it. Avachivari. I paid her, she gave me a receipt, and I lost it. I can't find it. So this is what's happening over here. The husband tain is, you know why the woman can't produce her get? Not because the get is lost. But after she was divorced, she demanded her ksuba in bezin, and all she had was her get. And she said that she never got a shtar ksuba. And it's true, most women don't get shtar ksubas in that place. He tainas, but I gave her a shtar ksuba. So she has to produce it if she wants her ksuba. Now, bezin's makabel the words of the lady. Because after all, it is a place where most people don't write ksubas. So Bezin says she doesn't have to produce a ksuba. Most people don't write ksubas. Please pay her ksuba. And what do you mean? She'll keep collecting it again and again? No, when you pay her ksuba, we're going to rip up her get, like we explained. Now she's coming. She produces a ksuba, but no get. So he says, you see what she's doing? I said all along, I gave her a ksuba. So first she comes and says, no, I don't have a ksuba. And you believed her, Bezin. That's why you ripped her get. That's why she doesn't have her get now. Now she suddenly comes up with the ksuba again. She's trying to collect a second time. So we say to him, you slow down. And what you're saying is true. If she first came to Bezin without a ksuba and you paid her, Bezin would have made her give you a receipt. Where's that receipt? And he says, I lost it. He lost it. That's a big problem. Now we have the next case, the third case in our Mishnah. I come to Bezdin, Reuven owes me money, but it's after Shemitah. after a Shemitah year, the Torah says you can't demand that a person pays back his loan. There's something called Shemitah's Ksafim. Shemitah takes away loans. But I have a prusbel. If you have a prusbel, you could collect money. So the Bezin says, where's the prusbel? And I say, I lost it. This Mishnah people are losing things. Okay, what's a prusbel? Real quickly. The Torah says that when Shemitah comes, you can't demand your money. And you're not supposed to stop lending money because of Shemitah either. That's if we had the proper amunah. But when Hillel HaZaken saw that people weren't lending money, when it came close to Shemitah, he was misaken a prosbul. How does the prosbul work? How could I collect money? The Torah says you can't. The answer is, this din of Shemitah's ksafim, that you can't demand a chayv after Shemitah, is only on an individual. Bezdin can demand something that's owed to them. So what happens is, the malva, the lender, gives over his chayv to Bezdin before the Zman Shemitah. And right now, when he goes and says, please give me my money, he's officially a shliach of Bezdin. You have to have this prosbul. In this case, he doesn't have it. So again, third case of our Mishnah, v'chein bal chayv, shahaytzi shtar chayv, he takes out the shtar chayv, you owe me money, but it's after a shnasa Shemitah, v'ein imay prosbul, he doesn't have the prosbul shtar, that he gave it over to Bezdin beforehand. He says it was lost. So in these last two cases, Hari Elu Loi Yeparu, the woman is not going to get paid and the Bal Choyv is not going to get paid. Zakt de Mishnah Vaiter. Rav Shem Ben Gamliel says, Mina Sakana the Elach, from the times of Sakana and on. Which Sakana? They made a Gzeira on Mitzvahs and people were scared to keep their get. And people were scared to keep their prosbul. Because if they're caught, they're going to say, ah, mitzvahs. Who knows what they can do to them? So as soon as the woman received her get, she burnt it. And the same was true for the prosbul. So from this point on, says Rav Moshe Ben Gamliel, Isha goiva, a woman can collect. Ksubasa her ksuba shaloi beget. Even without a get. Ubal chayv, and the bal chayv, goiva can collect his chayv shaloi beprosbul, even without a prosbul. Now the Mishnah deals with a different issue. What happens to a woman that gets married twice to the same person? He divorced her, and now he's remarrying her. What happens if a woman comes to Bezdin and she takes out shnei gittin? Not one, but two gittin. Both have different dates. She's saying, my husband divorced me, remarried me, and divorced me again. And she takes out two ksubais. One was written to coincide with the first marriage. From the date of the other one, it's mashma, this was by the second marriage. In other words, the date of the first ksuba is before the date of the first get, and the date of the second ksuba is after the date of the first get, but before the date of the second get. Zakta Mishnah, goy v'shtei ksuba, she's going to collect twice. But what if she comes to Bezdin and she produces as follows, shtei ksubais, two ksubais, v'get echad, one get. And the dates on these two ksubais are both before the Zman HaGet. Apparently there's only one marriage, and for whatever reason, the husband wrote her two ksubais at two different times, and then he divorced her. And the way he wrote the second ksubais, he didn't say, well, we're adding on to the first ksubah, but it's mashma, like it's a separate ksubah. Oy ksubah ushnei gitten, or she comes with one ksubah and two gitten. And the Zman of the ksubah is before the Zman of the first get. So the husband wrote her a ksuba when they first got married, divorced her, took her back, but didn't write another ksuba, and then he divorces her again. Oyor says the Mishnah, next case, ksuba v'get umisa. The husband wrote her a ksuba, divorced her, afterwards took her back without writing another ksuba, then he died. And the woman brings edim that the husband died after he remarried her. She wants to collect two ksubas. One as a grusha from her first marriage to him, one as an almona from her second marriage to him. Zok the Mishnah, in all these three cases, ein goyva l'ksuba acha, she only collects one ksuba. In the case of two ksubas and one get, look, being that he was only married once, we assume that the husband never intended to give her two ksubas. But he wanted to be nice, he gave her a choice, either this one or the other one. The second ksuba is bigger. So he's like telling her, you know what? Here, You'll be more comfortable. You'll feel more protected with a bigger ksuba. He gave her another ksuba, but he didn't mean to collect both. And in the other two cases, where there's a ksuba and two gittin, or a ksuba, get, and misa, she also collects only one ksuba, even though she was married twice to this husband. Why? Shamagarish is ishtay. Someone divorces his wife, verzira, and takes her back without writing a new ksuba. We assume almanas ksuba harishayna machzira. He's taking her back on the basis of the first ksuba. In the last two cases, again, the ksuba and the two getin, the ksuba get umisa, even though she was married twice to the same person, but because he did not write a second ksuba, we assume that it's all based on the first ksuba. And the woman knew this. You got married without another ksuba. Why would you ask him to get married without another ksuba? Because you understood, okay, forget it. And account a different ksuba for each divorce. I'll go back to what I had originally. As if there was one long marriage with no get in between. Okay, so if you were masked into that, now that you got divorced, or Nebuch became an almana again after the second marriage, you only get one ksuba. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Suppose we have a katan, less than 13. Shasi Aviv, his father married him off to a woman, stayed with her after he became bar mitzvah. Now, if a katan's mekadesh someone, that kiddushin is useless. It's not a kiddushin, not min haTorah, not midrabanan. He can't do a kinyan. And there really is no din that a father could be mekadesh his son. He could be mekadesh his daughter at a certain age, not a son. So what do we mean over here? We mean that the father lemaisa did it, and they continued to live together after the son was a gadol. That's when the nesuyin takes effect min haTorah. Now, when the father married off this katan, even though halachically that doesn't make any sense, but lemaisa he wrote her a ksuba then. They continue to live together. So once they continue to live together, and he's already a gadol, they're legally married, so to speak. Now, what happens with this ksuba? He's going to taina, if there was a divorce, or years later, his yarshim are going to taina. No, this ksuba was written when the husband was a katan, it doesn't count. Zakta Mishnah, no. They're going to have to pay the ksuba. He's going to have to pay the ksuba. They're going to have to pay the ksuba. Again, katan shasiya yaviv, a katan less than 13, whose father married him off. Which doesn't mean anything, because a father can't marry a son, but what does mean something is that he continued to live with her afterwards when he was a gadol. But the problem is he wrote the ksuba when he was a katan, zakta Mishnah ksubasa kayemes. That ksuba that he wrote as a katan is sustained. He's going to have to pay it. Shaman asking, Kima, why did you keep living with her? You kept living with her. That means that you're masking to what you wrote as a katan. And many ask what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, because even if there was no ksuba, you would have to give her a ksuba. So there are many different tirutzim. You can look in the Taisus Yamtiv over here. But Akalpanim, he cannot get away with paying the ksuba, even though he wrote it when he was a katan. Last case in the Mishnah, Gershon is Gayer v'ishtoi imoy. This husband wrote his wife a ksuba before either he and his wife were Megayah themselves. After they became Gerim, they continued to live together. At this point, the marriage is Chal min haTorah. Now, let's say they get divorced. So he's going to taina, or if he dies, his Yarshim are going to taina. What do you mean? When it was written, I wasn't a Yid. Shouldn't have to pay it. It's like the Mishnah. You have to pay it. Shalmanas ken kima. You stayed married. That was on the condition, obviously, that the ksuba you wrote before you were a Yid is still intact. Okay, what was the first case in our Mishnah? She takes out a get, but no ksuba. And it's a place where they don't write ksubas. She collects a ksuba. Second case in our Mishnah. She takes out a ksuba, but she doesn't have a get. We're talking about a place where normally they don't write ksubas. But this husband obviously did different than the minhag. He did write a ksuba. Now she comes with this ksuba. She says, pay me. Where's your get? I lost it. And he says he lost his receipt. So let's remember what we explained. The husband tainas. You know why she doesn't have a get? She says she lost it. It's not true. After I divorced her, she came to Beis Din, demanded a ksuba. She said, I never had a shtar ksuba. After all, people don't write shtar ksubas over here. I said then in Beis Din, but I did write her a ksuba. Beis Din was mekabel her words. Because after all, she is right. People don't usually write ksubas over here. So Beza made me pay it, and they ripped up her get. And that's why she doesn't have her get now. She's trying to collect twice. Now suddenly she found that ksuba, which she claimed before I never gave her. And she's saying she lost the get. So Bezin says, maybe that happened. But if this is true, that in the first round when you were by Bezin, she said she never had a ksuba. You said that she does. And we made you pay, or Bezin, that Bezin made you pay. They would have made her give you a receipt. Where's the receipt? He says, I lost it. Or we have a Balchayv, who takes out a shtar chayv on his friend, but it's after Shemitah. We say, no problem, where's your prosbul? Lost it. In both of these cases, sorry, the woman cannot collect her ksuba, and the Baal Chayv cannot collect his money. Then we had Rav Shimon Gamliel, who told us, but minasakana ve'elech, when people were scared to hold on to a get, or to a prosbul, because if you were caught doing mitzvahs, you were in big trouble. So it makes sense that they don't have it. Then the woman would be able to collect her ksuba without a get, and the Baal Chayv would be able to collect the money that is owed him without a prosbul. Then we had the following cases. She pulls out two gittim from two different times and two ksubais, the zmanim all shtim. In other words, it seems to work out that according to the dates, she got married, divorced, she collects two ksubais. If she takes out two ksubais and one get, her husband wrote her two ksubais two different times, but they were only married once. They were only divorced once. Or she has a ksuba and two gittin. The husband wrote her a ksuba by their first marriage, divorced her. When they got married again, he didn't give her another ksuba, and then he divorced her. Or, next case, ksuba get misa. The husband wrote her a ksuba, divorced her, took her back without writing a ksuba, then he dies. And the woman brings edim that her husband died after he took her back and married her. She wants two ksubas now. Once for the time that he divorced her, and now as an almana. In all these cases, these last cases, she only gets one ksuba. Why does she only get one ksuba? In the case of two ksubais and one get, our rule is they were married once. They weren't married twice. He wrote her two ksubais. He was giving her a choice. You know what? I'll give you a better ksuba if you want to use that one. He didn't mean she should collect twice. First ksuba and the second ksuba. In the last two cases, ksuba and two gittin. Or ksuba get umisa. Why only one ksuba? Because even though we know she was married twice, but if someone divorces his wife and takes her back and doesn't give her a new ksuba, that meant that she agreed she's going back to the first ksuba. And that's it. Then we were told about a katan whose father married him off, which he couldn't, al pi halacha, there's no such marriage. But he continues to live with her after he's a gadol. Now they're getting divorced. She wants her ksuba. He says, when I wrote that ksuba, I was a katan. Not going to work. You stayed in the marriage? That means you're maskim to it. The same is true for a ger and his wife, who are megaya themselves, and continue to live with each other. After the gerus, now she gets divorced. In both cases, it could be that he died and she's tining with the yarshim, whatever the case may be. Here he's going to taina. What do you mean? When I wrote this ksuba, it was before I became a ger. It doesn't count. So we say, Anshulduks, excuse me, you stayed in this marriage afterwards? That means you were maskim to what you wrote beforehand.